Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Hi, beloved. Welcome once again to Winning Everyday Devotional. I'm truly grateful that you've chosen to spend these few moments in God's presence today. Wherever you're listening from, whether you're getting ready for work, driving, exercising, or simply taking a quiet moment before your day begins, I pray that the Lord will speak directly to your heart. Today's message is titled, The God Who Sees You. Our Bible text is from Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 to 13. I will read verse 13. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, You are the God who sees. For she said, Have I also here seen him who sees me? In her autobiography, Finding Me, award-winning actress Viola Davis opened up about growing up in deep poverty. She spoke about wearing clothes that didn't fit, struggling with hunger, and often feeling invisible. There were moments when she believed nobody noticed her pain or understood what she was carrying inside. Yet she also shared how those difficult years shaped her strength and eventually became part of the story God used to bring hope to millions around the world. Looking back, she realized that even when life felt lonely and forgotten, her journey had purpose. I think many of us can relate to that feeling. There are seasons when you wonder if anyone notices your silent battles. You smile in public but cry in private. You keep showing up, doing your best, but it feels as though your efforts go unseen. Maybe you've prayed about the same issue for months or even years. Perhaps you've been faithful, but nothing seems to be changing. If that's where you are today, I want you to hear this truth. God sees you. Our Bible passage introduces us to Hagar. She had been mistreated, rejected, and sent away into the wilderness. Humanly speaking, she was alone. But in the middle of that lonely place, God found her. Notice something beautiful. Hagar wasn't the one who found God first. God found Hagar. The angel of the Lord met her where she was, spoke comfort into her situation, gave her direction, and renewed her hope. That encounter moved Hagar to call God El Roy, the God who sees me, not the God who merely watches from a distance. The God who sees with compassion. The God who understands. The God who steps into our circumstances. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Perhaps today you're carrying burdens that nobody else knows about. Financial pressure. A delayed answer to prayer. A family challenge, a health concern, a dream that seems to be slipping away. I don't know what you're going through today, but I know this, the God who saw Hagar still sees his children today. He has not forgotten your prayers. He has not overlooked your tears. He has not misplaced your name. Every tear you've cried matters to him. Psalm 56 verse 8 tells us that God keeps record of our tears. That means your pain is never ignored in heaven. Sometimes we expect God to remove us from every wilderness immediately. But often, He first meets us in the wilderness so that we can discover who He truly is. Some of the deepest revelations of God's faithfulness are born in seasons we never would have chosen ourselves. If you feel unseen by people, don't conclude that you're unseen by God. People may overlook your sacrifice. Your employer may not recognize your effort. Friends may forget your kindness. Even family may misunderstand you, but God sees every act of faithfulness. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 4 that your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Today, I declare over your life, may the God who sees hidden tears bring visible joy in Jesus' name. May he open doors that no human connection could have opened. The Lord will remember every righteous seed you have sown. Your season of waiting become a season of divine testimony in Jesus' name. From today, receive fresh strength to keep trusting Him because your story is not over. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, have I been measuring God's presence by what I can see, or am I choosing to trust that He is already at work even when I cannot see it? Action step for the day. Before your day gets busy, spend 5 quiet minutes thanking God, not only for the prayers He has answered, but also for the ones He is still working on. Then encourage someone who may be feeling forgotten. A simple phone call, text message, or word of encouragement could remind them that God sees them too. As we close, let's make our confession of faith for the day together. Say this with me with faith. My God sees me. He knows my name, my needs, and my future. I am never forgotten, never abandoned, and never alone. God is working behind the scenes for my good. His favor surrounds me, His grace sustains me, and His purpose for my life will surely come to pass. Today, I walk in hope, peace, and confidence because the God who sees me is leading me into victory. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you because you are the God who sees every listener today. Thank you that no burden is hidden from you and no prayer goes unheard. I ask that you comfort every discouraged heart, strengthen every weary soul, and bring hope where there has been despair. Let divine favor speak in every area of their lives. Open doors that only you can open, provide where there is lack, grant wisdom for every decision, and let every listener experience fresh evidence of your love today. May they walk in confidence, knowing that you are with them every step of the way. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on Winning Everyday Devotional. If today's message blessed you, please share this podcast with your family, friends, and colleagues. You never know who needs the reminder that God sees them. Until next time, keep walking by faith, keep trusting God, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.